With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain markets closed mixed, livestock markets closed mostly lower. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Stroman reflects on Tuesday's grain trade.
You look at the wheat complex again, new highs in Russia wheat prices, certainly offering support. Talked of export quotas as they move forward, adding some additional strength. And then you've got the dry conditions and fires in Australia that add some strength to the wheat complex. Corn is slightly lower again. Certainly the strength in the wheat provides some underlying support. But we had some rumors on Friday of some purchases by China for corn, but we haven't seen any confirmation of that yet. So I think that's weighing a bit today on the corn complex.
Stroman says export inspections were also poor.
But the market that's really, looking at some double-digit losses is the soybean complex. Again, the export inspections were solid this morning, but good weather in South America and harvest getting underway, adding some weakness, and then traders waiting to see some purchases from China.
At the close in the grain markets, March Minneapolis wheat up 2.25 at 562.25. March Chicago wheat up 11 at 581.5. March Kansas City wheat up 5.75. March corn down 1.75 at 387.5. July corn down 1.75 at 399.25. March beans down 13.75 at 916. July beans down 12 at 943.5. In livestock markets, February live cattle up 2 cents at 126.37. January feeder cattle down 27 cents at 145.07. February lean hogs down 32 cents at 67.35. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.